I told you, I'm not surface level. I'm quite deep.
It's great. It's great. You know, and I'm wondering, based off of that, what would you say was one of the more deeper transformations that you felt in your life that when you realized changed things for you?
Welcome back with Mel Rubin. What a great guest to have on the show. Fun, friendly, has some pretty deep things to share about her life. And I really liked her last episode when she's talking about self-love, because I've personally just been going through a lot of lack on that in my own life. And to just start thinking with what she's talking about just made a huge difference on my day-to-day basis. So if you haven't listened to the previous episode with her, please go and do that, as she's just a fun person to talk with and be around and hear. So keep doing what you're doing. Have a fun time. Enjoy this episode. She's great. Cheers.
Loving myself.
Wow.
Because, you know, like when we love ourselves, we accept ourselves, we honor ourselves, we respect ourselves, we validate ourselves. We stop seeking outside sources for validation. We stop seeking outside sources to fill whatever emptiness we feel inside of us. And we sit with it and we work through it and we learn how to process the emotions. As much as I do want a partner, like, I'm at a time in my life where I am actively searching for my divine counterpart, calling in my divine counterpart, because, you know, I do want to build a family and I do want to build a life with someone. I'm not like, I'm lonely, I'm here and cry myself to sleep because I haven't got someone, because I love myself and I have a very strong and sure relationship with myself. Me wanting a partner is coming from a place of want rather than a place of need. I found through my own experience, and I observe other people and just the way that they are, when we don't love ourselves, we're seeking something else to fill the void that we have inside of us, when the thing that we're seeking is already inside of us. Right? The thing that we're seeking can only be filled by us. No one else can fill it. We find our own happiness. Learning how to love every aspect of myself, flaws and all, like even the bits that I hated. I used to hate my smile because I got so much gums. I used to hate my boobs because my shoulders are big and my belly was too big. Like all of these things that you look at, now I love it. Like I used to want surgery so you couldn't see my gums as much. Now I'm like, hi, how are you? Like, I don't want surgery anymore. I used to want surgery on my boobs. I don't want that anymore because I've learned how to love myself. And it's been hard. It's been daily repetitive action to be able to learn how to love ourselves. It's constant pushing ourselves past the comfort zone. And a big part of the pushing myself out of my comfort zone here was putting myself in social situations, because as much as I look like I don't give a shit about what people think of me, and as much as I don't really give a shit about what people think of me, little girl Mel that still lives inside me does, because she was always judged. She was always laughed at because of her out the box thinking. She was never listened to. And that's a big limiting belief that I still face at times. Like, no one wants to listen to you. No one cares what you have to say. So because of that, I struggle with social anxiety. So a big part of that is like, okay, well, this is what I struggle with. I'm not going to let this define me. So now I'm going to push myself out of my comfort zone and put myself in these situations that make me feel anxious so I can show myself that I'm the powerful warrior that I am, right? The more I was able to then find surety within myself of who I am, and the more I was able to love myself in my power of what I was able to do and learn about myself. And like, I'll go to parties now. Not everyone's gonna like me. I don't like everyone. It would be very narcissistic of me to say, oh yeah, everyone likes me, I'm great, because that's just not the case. So I'll go to parties and I'll just vibe and I'll just do my own thing. I don't care if I'm at a party and if I'm on my own. at the end of the day, I'll just enjoy the vibe. If people are drawn to me and if people want to get to know me, they'll come and get to know me. Essentially, what I want is I want to find another whole person to walk with me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. This being a whole person, earlier you're talking about going through and wanting to have plastic surgery on different parts of your body, to then being completely okay with yourself and loving who you are. How long did that transition take from wanting plastic surgery? Were you in London when you were originally thinking things like that?
I think I was, yeah.
And then at what
point? Yeah, I think. Sorry, go on.
And then at what point did you decide or say wanting surgery to then changing your viewpoint to say, I'm completely fine. I love myself. I'm happy with who I am.
The whole smiling thing, I know, was in London. When I started to become more like vocal and there on social, I'd post photos of me smiling and people would be like, I love your smile. You have such a great smile. If other people love my smile, there must be nothing wrong with my smile. And then in Bali, people that live here don't wear bras, right? So why would I want to wear a bra and add an extra layer? Because I only ever used to wear bras with underwiring and with padding. That's how self-conscious I was about my boobs. I was wearing them and I was wearing sports bras, but they still had padding in them. And then one day I just pulled the padding out of my bra. But I remember I did a post about it because I took the padding out of my bra and I took loads of photos of me like, ha, I took the padding out. Like I was just being really silly. Yeah, like I have no issues with my boobs now. The thing is, like, we've been brought up in a society and a system that has conditioned us that we're not enough. For instance, like at school, I was too talkative. I was too loud. That's my fucking superpower. Thank you very much. And they do it to everyone. You're not enough of this. You're too much of this. Because we don't fit in their box, straight away something's wrong with us from the time that we're like 5 or 6. And then we're bombarded by the media of these perfect women that are photoshopped, by the way. They're not even real women. And like they have great teeth that where it's been done surgically. And it's like we're comparing ourselves to these people that have the money to make themselves look beautiful. You're not ugly, you're just broke. That's what it is. Because these people, if we learn how to love ourselves first and stop comparing ourselves to all of these perfect, what a perfect human looks like, I don't think we would want surgery once we learn how to love ourselves. And this is the issue, is people don't love themselves and they're comparing themselves completely to other people. I used to need all of the Tiffany and the Gucci and things to look good because it made me feel good when I was wearing it, but inside I didn't, and it was a short-term gratification. Yet when we learn how to love ourselves, yes, I still like it. I don't fucking need it. I'm more into investing in myself now. I've invested just under 50 grand into myself and I will continue to invest money into myself. People would rather invest 50 grand in a car than spend 50 grand on themselves and their own growth. And then they wonder why they're not happy. Well, you're not happy because you don't look after your internal world, when what we should really be doing is investing our money and our time and energy into our own personal growth, our own healing, our own evolution, essentially. Yet people are not doing this. And this is why the majority of people are feeling negative, are depressed, are anxious, are unfulfilled, are angry, because they're putting all of their money and all of their earnings into short-term gratification things like materialistic stuff, and they're not investing in the things that truly matter, which is themselves and their happiness and their growth. And they're filling their void with whatever medication, whether that be pharma medication or self-medication, which was me, like drinking drugs to get that short-term high. If we actually invested our money in the things that mattered, which is our mental health, our physical health, our spiritual health, our growth, learning, evolution, becoming better, then things would be much different. But then we're not talked to, because the system and the people in power and the agenda want to keep us small so they can control and manipulate us to feed into the capitalist structure so we're good consumers. And, you know, if we don't invest in ourselves, then we vibrate on a lower level because we're feeling negative, we're fearful, we're depressed. So because of that, we stay at a low level and we're easily controlled and manipulated with whatever's going on in the news, which is essentially love. We all want love. Every single one of us. It's like healing ourselves from the inside out to create a beautiful ripple effect into the rest of the world, do the work with the support from other people, and then we help other people do the work. And I'm feeling emotional because unless we start doing something about this on an individual level, and unless we start taking accountability and ownership and say, oh, I can't, instead of saying, I can't do that, other people need to do that. If you've got something in your mind that you want to create and do, you can do it. If you can see it, you can be it, you can do it. So do it. Take accountability. You're in full control. Stop giving your power away to people that just don't give a shit about you. The only person that can change things is you. And the only way things are going to change for our children is if we take control of that.
I think you're right. Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.